So if you could just please introduce yourself.
Okay, my name's David Lilly. I'm 55 years of age, mainly a golfer in the GB and NI team, now representing GB and NI in the World Transplant Games in Argentina.
So is this your first World Transplant Games?
No, this is my fourth.
Four?
Yeah, four World Transplant Games. My first Games was Australia 2009, and then went to Sweden in 2011, Durban in 2013, and obviously here this year. So my first Games was a bit of a surprise, getting chosen for the team, but it were a fantastic honour, and leading up to the Games, where we were introduced to other athletes and so on at the training sessions, which were at Loughborough University, I found it really interesting to meet lots of other people that had had different organs rather than myself, who'd had a kidney transplant, and meeting hearts, livers, lungs and so on, even stem cell. So great fun really, meeting the people, and it's great to see that we've all sort of come through, you know, quite terrible stories in his lives to get to a point where we are now fully fit and active again. So
I think for the World Transplant Games, you have to go through so much to even get to the competing level that it almost feels like you've made it just to even get here.
Well, I were always an athlete through my life. I did a lot of running. I used to do a lot of half marathons. And so my mind was focused on being an athlete within the World Games. But what I found was I couldn't sustain the running to the degree that I could do previously. From being ill, I was always a distance runner, but I always had some kind of a speed in my leg as well. So my first entrance was into 100 metres, and I didn't do particularly well in the Games, but because my second sport was golf, I finally won a bronze medal in the golf in Australia, which was in the pairs event, and the guy who I'd never met before has now become a really, really strong friend, and his family. And we visit each other regularly and play on each other's golf courses regularly. Unfortunately, he couldn't be here this year, but never mind, we stay in touch. So, yeah, that's what it meant for me, is chasing down a dream, I think, to represent my country in a sporting event. First of all, chose the running events because that's where I was stronger prior to being ill, but then I found that I can't sustain the speed nor the distance in my running, so I've fallen back onto golf, which has always been a long interest of mine anyway. So
when was your transplant? Did you have quite a lot of time before you first started going to the British Transplant Games, or was it quite a while, or was it quite soon?
My first introduction to Transplant Games was actually the Winter Transplant Games. I was asked to attend an opening event for the Sheffield Games in 2008. I was transplanted in Sheffield in 2005, November 2005. I was told then that I'd have an opportunity to compete in the British Games, but I found that I couldn't really get myself fit enough to do it until after a couple of years. The first Games that I was signed up for was the British Games in Sheffield in 2008. I went to the opening event. I got talking to the hierarchy, and somebody said to me, "What do you like at skiing?" So I said, "Well, I've skied all my life virtually, all my adult life anyway." So I was invited along on the British team to compete in Finland in the Winter World Games. So I went along to that. And I finished fourth in every event. So I finished fourth in the super giant slalom, fourth in the giant slalom, fourth in the slalom, and again in the parallel slalom. So that has been a great interest for me, is alpine skiing throughout my adulthood. And that's something that I've sustained even through my illness, because I found I could still ski whilst I was had kidney failure. So I've been every year to the Winter Games as well, apart from the last Games. Unfortunately, when I landed in Geneva to go to the Games, I'd heard when I got off the plane that my father had died, so I went straight back home. So unfortunately, I couldn't compete then. But the games before that, in Switzerland, on Zaire, we entered a team into the curling championship, and none of us had played it before. And we competed against all the countries that play it week in, week out, and we won. We won the gold medal, so it was a fantastic coup for us. So, great fun, and something that will stay with us for a long time.
Fantastic result. You're really an all-around athlete to be able to compete in the, well, in the running, in the golf, and the skiing. But here, you've been doing, you've competed in the golf, and I hear you've done pretty well.
Yes, I won the gold medal yesterday in my age category and my handicap category. So it was a fantastic day yesterday. The British golfing team, out of seven players, we won six medals. Three gold, one silver and two bronze. And we all put on a tremendous performance, and we're looking forward to the pairs competition, which is tomorrow.
Fantastic, and good luck for that. And also, I hear you have a bit of a family connection with the games, is that right?
Yes, I mentioned earlier that we attended the Loughborough University for the training for the Australia Games, and I was running down the track, and this is when I realised that I probably couldn't perform as fast as I used to, because a young man went past me as if I was stood still. So I introduced myself to him, and he said to me, "Oh, yeah," he says, "I'm English Joe." I thought, "English Joe? Who can that be?" And then when I got to know him and chatted to him a little bit more, I found out that he'd recently returned from America. He'd been on a rugby scholarship in America, in California. Unfortunately, after a training session, he felt extremely ill, went to the local medical centre, and eventually... they asked him back into the medical centre to fit a pacemaker, and whilst they were fitting the pacemaker, he passed away on the table. So from that, they put him on to an LVAD machine to sustain his life for a period of time, and 6 weeks later they found a heart for him. And on the day they'd actually refused six other hearts because they weren't good enough for him to have, and they took the seventh heart. He obviously recovered, came back to the UK, competed in British Games, the same British Games, first games as I did in Sheffield, but I didn't really notice him there, noticed him in the training session. We had a bit of a laugh and a joke, and then when I went down to Heathrow Airport with all my family to go off to Australia, I saw Joe walking along the terminal, and I was the only person he knew, so he came across and said hello, and we had a bit of a chat, and I thought, oh, I've made a friend. I didn't realise he got his eye on my daughter. So we all flew off to Australia, and we had a bit of time in Sydney, and then we went to up to Brisbane for the games, and... the next time I saw Joe, my daughter was sitting on his shoulders. So I obviously thought, well, they introduced themselves to each other. And she asked me, "Dad, what do you think to Joe?" And I said, "I think he's a great person, Hannah." And why? She said, "Well, he's asked me to go out with him." And so I said, "Yeah, no problem whatsoever." They're similar in age. So, but Joe lived in Lowestoft, and we live in North Nottinghamshire. So there's some distance between ourselves. Anyway, they at the end of the games, they sort of kissed and parted. And then Hannah was telling me that Joe were keeping in contact with her, and she then announced that Joe were going to move up to live in a town quite close to us. He was going to find a job close to us. So he did that, and after 3 months living in Diggs, he decided to move in with us. So... Joe Matthews has been living with me now since 2010, or he was living with me since 2010. And when we went to the Durban Games in 2013, afterwards we went to Cape Town for a week's holiday, met up with a very nice guy from South Africa, golfer, Vikas Esterhuizen. He very kindly showed us all around Cape Town, was a tour guide for us for a week. And at the end of that, I went for a walk on the beach to look at Table Mountain. Joe came up after me and said, "David, I've got something to ask you." I said, "Okay, Joe, what's the matter?" He said, "Would you mind if I asked Hannah to marry me?" So I said, no, I'd be very proud, Joe. So in March this year, they married, and it's, I believe, the first marriage through the transplant organisation, first introduction of marriage through the transplant organisation. So it's been a great time for us, and it's funny how life throws you these oddballs. You know, I never for one minute imagined from the age of 45 that I would need a kidney transplant, but I did, and that's led to me being involved in all of this for many years now. I thoroughly enjoy it. I have a great time. I've made lots of friends, and through it my daughter met a fantastic guy who represents his country and represents himself in the most fantastic way. Very, very friendly, gets on with everybody, and is a great symbol for transplantation. Anybody looking at him would never realise that he'd had a heart transplant. Physically fit, and a brilliant ambassador for both Britain and for the transplant games. And I'm proud to say that he's married my daughter.
What a wonderful, wonderful story. Thank you so much for sharing, and best of luck to you and Joe for the rest of the games.
Thank you very much.